Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment.
Let's go.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Don't keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, follow me, yeah, follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Death. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. Shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Yeah, got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's going on, dogs and divas? What is going on, kings and queens? We are back. We are back in the building. Rich Money and Storm. Are you there, Storm?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Okay, how you been doing, Storm? It's been a long time.
A long, long, long time.
Yeah, it has. Right now, we just waiting for Jordan Pauline to call in. I don't know if she's on the line. If she is on the line, press the 1 button. But until then, we just going to talk for a little while, see what's going on, you know, because we've been going for a while. You know how I feel about certain situations and nothing changed, except for this coronavirus got everybody going crazy right now. But I want to give a big shout-out. Son Xavier, Isaiah. Today is Isaiah's birthday. Happy birthday, Isaiah. know, he's in the building.
Happy birthday.
Gotta give him a shout out. He actually turned a teenager today. Like, wow, how it turned fly. He turned a teenager today. 13 years old. I'm like, wow. I just got a text just now saying that Jordan Pauline supposed to be calling in right now.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. But what's been going on with you, Storm?
Nothing. Just working hard. You know, definitely want to give a shout out to all the essential workers out there. You know, everyone that's still got to, you know, go to work and do what they have to do. You know, of course, hospitals, nursing homes, grocery stores. Don't forget gas stations, liquor stores, all that stuff, you know. They are definitely essential workers right now. I think it's crazy how, you know, originally these people were never essential workers, so to speak. You know, it was always, mm-hmm. you know, the people who were highlighted was, you know, the millionaires, you know, people who got a lot of money. You know, those people were very important. But now I think it's funny how, like, now the little people, you know, some of the little people getting paid $13, $14 an hour, they're now essential workers, you know, and people need them to be able to maintain during this pandemic. So, I definitely wanted to, you know, give a shout out to them, you know, as well as just, you know, saying, you know, hopefully, you know, praying, God willing, you know, things will get better soon, you know, for us during this pandemic. But if you have to stay in, stay in. Doctor says stay in, stay in, you know, and don't forget to make sure everyone does that social distancing. You know, that's very important. You know, put your mask on, change some dirty gloves, you know, and just make sure that you, you know, do what you have to do. So definitely wanted to mention that. And then also, of course, Rich Money, happy Mother's Day weekend to all the mothers out there.
Yes, you know? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Yes, a happy Mother's Day to all. Happy Mother's Day to you, too, as well. So.
Thank you. This is our weekend. You know, this is definitely Mother's Day weekend. It's a different Mother's Day weekend because you can't really go out and do the stuff that you usually do, you know, on Mother's Day. So anyone that's traveling, you know, to see your mother, be safe. You know, make sure you still, you know, do the social distancing. And, you know, for all the mothers, just, you know, enjoy the weekend by any means necessary, but be safe, you know.
Yeah, I see the lodge is on fire. I don't know if Jordan Pauline is on the line. We don't know if you're on the line, Jordan Pauline, because you have to press the one button. If you are there, we need you to press the one button so we can put you on the air. But, okay,
right.
I think she just pressed the one button. let's see if she's on the air. Jordan, are you there?
Hey.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hey, yeah. There you go.
Hey.
Yeah, we was waiting for you. You know, we started a little conversation and everything. And you know, welcome to GQ College Radio.
I'm sorry, I woke up a little late. You know,
it's okay.
My apologies.
You know what? With this going on, I ain't mad at you. I was doing a little sleeping myself. You actually the first one back on Love and Entertainment. You're the first one back on Love and Entertainment right now. And you're our first, you know, guest back on the show because we was off for the air for a while. Now I'm just now actually coming back on today. And you're the first one.
Oh, wow.
So
the
line
hey,
is lit,
guys.
Yeah. Exactly the first one on the show. So, Jordan, let's talk about you for a while. Is that your government name or how did you come up with that name?
Yeah, Jordan's my government name. I was born with the JP. Pauline is actually my grandmother who passed. But that's also my middle name, so I just keep it Jordan Pauline. Last name.
Oh, okay. Who needs the last name, right?
Fuck my daddy. I'm just kidding.
So let me ask you. How did because we see you did a lot of things. I'm going to let everybody know everything you did. You were like, wow, you just did so much. You've been on TV. You was on Love and Hip Hop. You was on Ant Farm and America's Next Top Model. And we're going to get into all that. And we're going to get into your music and everything. But what made you decide? Let's start with the music first. What made you decide to want to do music?
I don't know. Like, my whole life, I just had it, and like, I just wanted to do it. My mom's a manager, so I grew up around it, and like, I would see her artists and stuff doing it even before. Like, I always wanted to do music.
Oh, okay, so
yeah, so I started when I was 4, and I got professionally started at 10 with writing for other artists and stuff. And then about 2 years ago, I personally started to push myself as an artist because I dropped my song Trash, hashtag Go A Whole Nigga Away. And once that did really good, everybody's like, oh, okay, I think Jordan's gonna really, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's pretty much how it, like, started to, like, become something.
So my question for you is, what do you think separates you from the artist that's out there right now?
What separates me is me not wanting to be like everybody else. Me not wanting to fit the standard. Like, I don't look at artists and be like, ooh, I need to do what they're doing. Like, I really am I sit comfortably in being me and knowing what I could bring to the table as a whole. And I feel like my music in general is a timeless, nostalgic piece. Like, when you listen to a song of mine, especially the music I'm going to be dropping later on, like, when you listen to it, I want you to be remember a certain time period, or like lover or friend, you know. I want you to really reminisce when you listen to it, like, wow, this actually brought a time, you know. So 10, 20 years from now, it will still live on and be a timeless vibe. I mean, I feel like that's my separation. A lot of people are just for right now. Music literally lives for 2 weeks, if that.
Right. Unless you keep it coming. If you have some hits now, those hits, you know, will be songs that people will play and play and play, and, you know, and that's what you want. You know, you want to be able to, you know, play, you know, make music where people can, you know, relate to it, and at the same time, they can still, you know, listen to it. I might listen to it today, it's Friday, you know, come Monday or come next month, I can still listen to it and enjoy myself and understand what it is, so.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Richmond, sorry.
No, sure. You know, I know y'all got y'all lady bonding going on there right now.
Stop it.
You know, but Jordan, let me ask you about your single Wet. Now,
wait, what or what? Because I have a song called Wet, and then what? But
yeah,
kind
no,
of
I got Wet. W E T.
W E T.
Yeah, W E T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's one of the quarantine song I wanted to drop. I just wanted to, you know, put a little section out there. Thank you.
That's one kind of hot.
You did your thing. You did
the production.
You did.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Did the production and everything on that?
His name is Randy. I forgot his producer name. Because so many people send me things. But his name is Randy. Shout out Randy.
Now is he someone that like that you've dealt with before, or he's just someone that just happens to produce for you?
I have like 3 songs with him. I actually met him at a session, and he was engineering, and he was like, I make beats and stuff. He's like, I think you're hard. I was like, oh, for sure, send beats, because I just love beats. So he ended up sending beats, and then we ended up recording Wet and this song called Time, like, all in the same day. And then I came back and did another song. We have, like, 3 songs, but, yeah, he's cool. He's fire.
Okay. Well, shout out to Randy, as you said.
Randy.
But what I want to do is, I want to get into that track real fast. Wet.
Okay.
I'm going to let the people, you know, start off with something. That's
going
to get them over before we hit that viral. That's right. Ooh, we're going to jump to that one, too. Because I heard that one is a mind blower. All right, Dons and Divas. This is Jordan Pauline whack. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment. Butter.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive. Exclusive.
That song is fire. That really caught my ear on that one. Now,
Thank you.
Did you write that yourself? You know, did you have somebody help you write it? Because I know R&B songs
actually,
are a lot harder than hip hop.
I freestyled that song. But the thing is that I never really liked the song, loved the song until like my mom was listening to it one day, like just going through all my music. She plays it, mm-hmm. like I haven't heard it in a long time. And I was like, dang, I forgot about this. And yeah, it's like for sure growing on me. But yeah, mm-hmm. I actually wrote that.
Exactly right. And how long did it take you to write that?
I was going to ask the same question. I mean, okay, my process is, like, I'll go lay a melody on my phone, my voice memo, and then I'll write it out. But I think that took me about 2 hours.
Because there's
a melody, and then, like, I wrote it, then I recorded it. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Or probably shorter. I really don't remember that process, but it wasn't long. I remember it wasn't long. Because we did 2 songs that night, so.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you've been on Love and Hip Hop, America's Next Top Model, Bad Girls Club, what? Keeping Up with the Kardashians, CSI Miami. Now, what was that like?
Well, I just got a bunch of my music.
For each one,
you
can break each
like,
one down for us. Mm-hmm.
It was really like when I got it placed when I was younger, so like, it never really registered to me. Like most of my accomplishments is registering to me now as I'm like older. I'm like, wow, like I can't believe like that actually happened, you know. But it was cool, you know. My mom's artist at the time. I used to write their music and stuff, and then they'll record it and it got placed in TV and a lot of TV and film and you know, it would never register to me. I can't explain it, but God's good. I'm grateful. It feels good.
All the time. All the time.
All the time. All the time. So,
that's right.
You know, yeah.
So was your music featured on each one, or were you physically in?
No,
you know,
my
were
music
you an
featured
actor?
On each one. Yeah, no. I wasn't in it, but...
Okay.
I wrote for like Shake It Up, Ant Farm, R. Carly, like all the music in there, like I was a part of most of it. And but I am an actress and I am doing a Netflix series before quarantine, you know, stopped everything. And then I'm
right.
in a Warner Brothers film right now. And it's like a supporting. But yeah, I tapped into my acting side when I was like 15, 16
mm-hmm.
with performing arts and like musicals and all that stuff. So, yeah, I was a little chester. I couldn't be in TV shows back then. A lot of my music was placed in there though, so that was pretty cool.
Okay, good. And now that it's registering to you right now, like when you go back to like different episodes and you watch them and you know, and you hear your music, you know, are you one of those people that's like, that's my song, you know, or you're just like, okay, yeah, that was me. You know, do you still get like excited about it now that it has, you know?
It's a little bit of both, honestly. Because like, if I was like, okay, let's put the scenario. I was like lit, like maybe off some 1942 or some wine. Then a random Disney episode came on, and I was with the homies. I'm like, oh shit, that's my song. Okay, I'll be like that. That's but if I'm chilling and it comes on, I'm like, dang, I can't believe. Like, you know that's my song, but I'm gonna just keep that to myself. You know?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you feel like music is the main priority for you right now, or? What's next for you? What's most important? Like, how do you prioritize like what you're doing since you know been so busy?
Honestly, music is always gonna be my number one. It's mm-hmm. just I don't even like to add that in. That's like just something I do. You know, it's like I don't even like. It's not like a hobby or anything. It's like it just when I wake up, I'll probably like think of a little melody, like the all day little thing that I just like grown accustomed to like doing. So. But acting, I take my time for acting. I love acting, just creating and becoming an entrepreneur and all that good stuff. But music is the key to help me get all the things that really, you know, like start my businesses and like all that good stuff. Like music is for sure the ticket out.
Right. Okay.
So it is the main priority.
That's the number one. That's going to be the money maker.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the money.
That's my main.
Okay.
And the rest is my side. But music is my main. For sure.
So when some people say, you know, like, you know, I have all these different things that I do, you know, but
mm-hmm.
there's no plan B. That's number one. That will be number one for you.
Yeah, no, it's for sure. No, this is a. Why I'm here? Ain't no plan B. Can't even have no plan B. Nah, son. Plan B does not exist.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, so then, of course, my next question, I know for Rich Money, my next question for you would be, you know, like in, you know, in your bio, you also, mm-hmm. you know, you're working with artists with an AIDS program, AIDS and HIV-related education.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
That is just for the LGBT community and the young Black community and our youth in general. There's a lot of mm-hmm. wild people in our generation in today's time. Everybody's very free, very sexual, you know, but mm-hmm. also very dumb because they're not taking the extra procedures to, you know, make sure that it's safe. And that's
right.
to say, HIV and AIDS is still thriving and it's still mm-hmm. here. In the Black community
right.
and in the LGBT community, and it's just bringing enlightenment on it and for people to not, you know, to slow people's actions down a bit and for them to wrap it up and to still be safe. You can still have fun and still be safe at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel like there is a cure for HIV and AIDS, but, you know, they're keeping that under wraps. But until that's out of wraps,
of course.
I need people to not ruin their lives and wrap it up and, you know. So just like, you know, even people that's dealing with it, they'll come and they'll talk to the young kids and the young LGBT community and all that. Because, you know, kids mm-hmm. are just kids. They just see it online. They're like, oh, I see this person having sex. I want to do it too. And then they just like, especially some kids that don't have the role models for them to talk to and to teach them about sex and all that. So it's just, you know,
right.
Just helping our youth out because this shit is crazy, man. And then it gets covered up so much. Nobody even talks
it really
about
is.
It anymore.
Right.
People think that it's
mm-hmm.
a non-existent thing. No, it's still here. It's still a thing.
And the
it's
numbers
still
are
thriving.
Growing.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
my God.
The numbers
it's growing.
Yeah, the numbers are still growing. So let's talk
They're
about how you're a strong believer in philanthropy.
I know that word is so tricky.
I can't even repeat that.
I really like, as my, this is why I said music is the key out, because I'm just the key to just have the voice and to have people listen. Like, people listen when the music is involved.
Yes, they do.
I have so
mm-hmm.
much I would like to do with, like, charities and for young girls and, you know, people without homes and just people that's battling diseases and all types. Oh, my God, there's so much I would like to do, and I will.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like my first step, I started that program with my mom's old artist a long time ago, and I was probably,
okay.
like, 9 with the HIV and AIDS thing, but it's still
mm-hmm.
like it's still here because it is still such a prevalent thing in today's time. So like everybody's like, oh, you know. But I'm actually probably this year after all this corona stuff, I'm gonna start another organization to bring maybe to help young girls in abusive households or just young kids in general. Like babies,
right,
like
right.
me seeing like kids, oh my God, me seeing kids in like destructive, abusive households and like, you know, raggedy clothes, not eating. You could just see like
mm.
that they're getting hit and all that. That breaks my heart off.
Yeah.
Like even like kids in orphanages, like I wish I could like save all the kids in orphanages because orphanages don't take care of the kids either. They treat them like shit. Because my old
right.
auntie used to be a foster parent, and she was an asshole, and I see how she used to, actually, she's not even my auntie. I don't even want to claim that lady, but she was an
asshole. I was
going to
say, don't claim her if she's an asshole now. Don't
yeah.
claim her.
No, yeah, no. That wasn't even, you know those aunties that you got to call auntie, like, oh, this auntie, da-da-da-da. You got to call, like, in the Guyanese community,
yeah.
we got to call her, like, uncle or auntie or, like,
yeah, yeah.
But I just seen how she treated her foster kids, like all of that. Like I would like for me to be able to help, and for people to see that like it really is a way life does get better. All that good stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Like there's a light. There's a light at the end
yeah,
of the tunnel.
Yeah, there is a light. The light is so
yeah.
bright, and the light is big enough for all of us. So As long as you decide to see it, that's when you have the power to change it. But if you don't see it and you don't have no role model in your life to teach you and to uplift you, it's a sad road for a lot of kids out here. And I don't like to prevent the sad road.
Exactly. You know? I agree. Yeah. I agree. See, that's the truth, though, because a lot of people don't see that there's a light because they're going through the struggle, you know, and if there isn't, you know, someone out there that's a role model for them, that's able to help them and uplift them and encourage them, you know, they stand to be forgotten about, you know, because they just know what they see, you know, they know that abusive household, you know, they know that, they don't see anything different, and that's why, you know, I like when, you know, some of the artists come and they have, you know, a different sound, you know, because, you know, the kids, they live by the music. So whatever music you put out, that catchy beat, you know, that hook, they're going to remember that, you know. They're going to remember. Yeah. Now, do you feel like there's any songs that you're working on that you or that you could do that would help, you know, the kids and, like, abusive families and stuff like that? Do you feel like it's something that you can do? Because, I mean, you have a voice, you know, they'll listen to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
It's probably the hardest thing ever, right? But still, it's probably the hardest thing ever to put together a song like that, you know,
like,
of course, from the outside looking in, you know. Exactly, just like that.
If Michael Jackson could do it, he did that in such a clever way, in such an international way. That was so genius. Like, I feel like that song is going to live on forever.
Yes, it is.
I will have to go to my drawing board and really, because I don't want to make it corny, but I would like to make it, like, wow, moving, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to actually work on that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you're done with that, make sure you let us know.
Okay.
Make sure you let us know. All right, so I think we're going to go to, we're going to talk about another song, and then we're going to play that song. Rich Money, what song you have next? Spiral.
That's the one that's in Nation R2 that you just put out, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Spiral is because I'm Guyanese, so somebody asked me, was like, why you don't have no Caribbean music out or like, you know, rhythmic music out like that? And I was like, what you talking about? Y'all songs are in my catalog, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, I have literally a whole culture to cater to. Like, literally, this is my culture.
Yes, you do.
So,
yes,
Spiral,
you do.
It's like a little sprinkle of what's to come of what else I'm going to drop after. But Spiral is just going to help you get in your little bag and vibe out, dance, wind them hips and all that good stuff, and let a nigga know if he's trying to talk to you, he's going to have to throw that money in a spiral, period.
Okay. So why don't you introduce that next track?
Introduce it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Introduce your next
Hey, what's
track.
Up, guys? It's Jordan Pauline, and this is Spiral.
The music just turns me on.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
These niggas feel away.
You know my love worthwhile.
Now, you know what I like about that song? I could actually see you doing that song with like a remix or something like that with Rihanna. I could really picture that.
Thank you.
I've been in the music industry over 20 years, you know, and I've been like with Eric B and Rakim and all of them, and I've been in the music industry over 20 years.
Wow.
And I got an ear for music, and I really could see you doing something with Rihanna. I really see, because you got that voice, not that. You understand?
That
you definitely got the voice.
She's Bacon and Guyanese, just like me.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun fact.
I could definitely see you doing something with her.
That'll be amazing.
Now, but with that being said, though, is there anyone that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
I want to work with everybody. I would like to work with everyone. I would say my main right now for me would be Pharrell. I would love to work with Pharrell.
Oh,
nice.
I've been in the studio with him a couple times. I met him like twice, but like, I was just like just sitting there like looking like, wow, that's Pharrell, and didn't do anything, like didn't even, you know. But I would love to work with Pharrell. Ryan Tedder. He's One Republic, the lead singer, but he's an amazing songwriter. Like, I realized I wanted to be a songwriter when I found out he wrote so many amazing songs.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
now, have you did any performances anywhere yet? You got any? Well, you know, ain't nothing coming up right now, but before this coronavirus and everything.
Yeah, I was performing before all this. I love performing. That's like, I really feel liberated. Like, I literally turn into a different person. I cannot explain it. Like, that Sasha the first energy is real. I'm trying to tell you. When I go on stage, I literally turn into a different person. But,
now,
yeah, I love performing. I can't wait to perform again.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you go on that stage?
I black out. Like, I just took 50 shots of tequila and black out. Like, I don't even remember. Like, I'll be, like,
you're just going
nervous.
To go on.
Yeah, like, I literally will be super nervous before getting on there. Then I'll just, like, you know, hide myself up, not be nervous, pray, of course. But then when I go on there, I just black out. I can't explain it. Like, I just black out.
Okay.
I'm doing it. Like, I don't even think about it. It's a thing.
Now, are you the person, you know, type of person where you put glasses on, you know, like dark shades before you perform, or you just go out there and just do it?
Glasses really mess up, like, my makeup, like the little things be, like, on my nose, you know, when you take the glasses off. Like, so I don't really try to stay away from glasses. but, nah, just, I don't know. I haven't done a really, really big show yet, and this was the year for me to do my first, like, big show. I was supposed to do South by Southwest. I was participating Rolling Wild. I was going to do a couple big shows, but maybe when I do, like, my first big show, I'll be like that. But, like, I've just been doing, like, you know, maybe 300 people, 200, 350, the most. I think the most was like 350, but that was it.
Okay. Now, have you traveled around, or you pretty much stay local?
I've traveled a little bit, but I haven't, like, really stepped out of the region. I was, like, this year, I was supposed to do a whole little South run, but I couldn't even do that. So, yeah, I'm excited to perform in other states, so I'm really excited. Wow.
Just think, it's going to be bigger and better, though. It's going to be bigger and better.
Yeah.
When that time comes,
exactly.
It's going to be bigger and better.
And where do you see yourself, let's say, 3 years from now in the music industry?
I see myself lit and paving the way to, like, I feel like I'm going to bring a different light to music and to the superstar stuff. I feel like I would, 3 years from now, just successful and lit and giving back and all my shit. I'm just, you know, the full Jordan Pauline is going to be here within 3 years from now.
Within 3 years.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Taking over the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Listen, there's nothing wrong with it because, you know, you have to see it and believe it for yourself. So this way, when you deliver it and other people see it, then they know that you mean business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They know that you mean business when you take the world by storm. You know, they know, like, all right, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm here to stay. You know, I've been doing music, you know, for many years. And now this is the new adult version, you know.
Exactly.
It's going to be good.
Thank you.
We actually have one more song from you.
Which one?
Yes, Million? We do.
Million.
Million? Oh, shit. Do you guys, it's so crazy because, like, I never know the songs anyone has, so, like, it'll be, like, a different song I haven't heard in a long time. Okay, cool.
Tell me a little bit about that song.
Million. Million is just
song.
Like me, just wanting a million. Shit, just me reminiscing and me claiming it and what life would be like with millions.
Gotcha.
I know Bill Gates wake up happy as fuck. And if he don't, he needs every day. He's getting to wake up again because what the fuck you mad about? What are you mad about, Bill? Wake up again. Like, what are you mad about? There ain't no way to wake up mad.
What
the hell? Shit.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, you're absolutely right. Well, I want to hear this.
When you got millions, nobody can wake up mad. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. You really can't.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to get in this show millions real fast. Yeah. Then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little more. Hey, the people, we have Jordan Pauline on the line. If y'all have any questions y'all want to ask up, feel free. Press that one button. You want to come back and take some calls, all right? So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money and Stone, GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. This is Jordan Pauline. Mills.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
What we doing on public? What? But it's nothing. We work hard for all this shit so we gon' fly in. I'll be in a
and you had, let's just say, everything that you wanted and you had all the millions, you know, what would be the first thing that you did?
Ooh. Man, when I I should probably make that, write that down on my little list because it's so much I just want to do. First, take care of my mama, make sure that little nigga is straight.
That's right.
She do the most for me. And I want to make sure she good, she Gucci. Her mouth is sealed. She can't say nothing. She can't say nothing no more. Okay? That's first thing first. Pay that off. Then, make sure my family is straight. Like my uncle. I have like a homeless uncle right now. I don't know where he's at. I'm on the search for him. But I just want to make, I don't want that, you know? I just want to make sure my family's good. We ain't gotta even, but man, take care of them real quick.
Right.
Then
family first.
Family first. I gotta go to Guyana, build my great grandmother house back up because she living in a little shack and you know she got you know. Let me take care of the family first. Make sure them niggas is good, and then buy my house. Couple cars set up.
Right.
Man, I'm just such a giving person. Like, like, bro, I just literally want to take care of everybody. Like, I literally driving past homeless people is like one of the, like, it hurts me to the core. Like, I want to take care of them.
Niggas
off the street, get like a big old, like, complex, like, for everybody to live in, but make it nice and, like, give them, like, job programs to help them get on their feet and, like, clean clothes, even if it's not the new clothes, just new clothes for them.
It's okay.
To wear.
Look, it's new to them, so.
You know, like, get them straight. get a couple iPhones to Guyana, you know, because they on them fucking Obama phones times 10 out there, and that's, like, not it. Like, I'd be like, what are you talking to me on? I don't know what type of phone this is. Get a couple iPhones.
And then,
man, I want to open up this restaurant called Pauline's.
Okay.
Nothing but Guyanese food.
Oh.
You know. But, you
okay.
I want to tell you the list goes on, bro.
So the list goes on and on and on.
The list goes
on.
I'm sure last on the list, though, for sure.
I'm going to make sure everybody's good. So we have a caller. We're going to bring the caller, our first caller on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
We have Jordan Pauline.
Yes. I just want to ask her, how do you balance your life with everything that you got going on?
I'm trying to find the balance. I'm really trying to find the balance. Like, I have these nights in the studio. Like, I wouldn't go home till like maybe 7 a.m. And then, like, I'll have to, like, come home, go to sleep, then wake up around like 11 to work out. I'm still fine figuring out my balance. Once I find the formula, I'll let you guys
know. Okay.
It's like you got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. But, you know.
But it's good to keep busy, too, though.
Up every day. Yeah. Literally.
And that's what's up. You say your dream wakes you up every day. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they say follow your dream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's good. I can relate to that.
That's right. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Excellent. So, so, Carla, we had just played three songs that she has out, and she's definitely doing a thing. She's definitely.
Yes, she is. I like that last one, too. Keep up the good work.
Thank you
so
much.
Good,
and like
good.
You say, always shoot for your dreams.
That's right.
And I'll be looking forward to hear from you again.
I'll look forward to hear from you again. Have an amazing day.
Thank you. Excellent.
No problem.
Thank you, caller. All right,
we have
another caller we're going to bring on the line. And ladies and gentlemen, just real quick, you do have to make sure you press that one button. The lines are lit up. If you're listening from the computer, you do have to dial the toll-free number, 845-277-9098. Press that one button. Anyone that's on the line right now, press one, and you'll be able to go in, you know, come on live and just give a shout-out or, you know, just, you know, talk to us, see what's going on. So we have another caller. Caller, are you there? Hello? Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Jordan, how are you? It's Jordan Pauline.
I'm good. How are you?
Can I ask you two questions?
Yeah, sure.
My first question is, what advice would you give up-and-coming artists?
Okay. My advice with this... honestly, it's not the easiest, but honestly, you have to have a belief factor set in yourself. Believe
right.
in yourself. Do not look across the street on what other people are doing and, you know, trying to see what, you know, they're up to and try to be like them. State your course. Walk firmly in who you are. Also stay prayed up because you're going to need a lot of prayer, girlfriend.
That's right.
You're going to need a lot of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
I would say just don't take no for an answer. Like, you really just got to be a go-getter, like, every day. Just figure out a new plan of, like, how you can get in the studio. Like, studio time didn't come easy to me at first. I had to hit up everybody and their mama every single day persistently, like, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Until somebody's like, fine, this bitch is annoying. Let me get her in the studio. Like, literally, you have to have that type of belief system. And yourself, like, for real, nobody can tell you that you aren't who you are, you know? So that's one. also, I would say you could be inspired by today's music, like today's time, but try to like feed your soul and your like your ear with older music. Don't listen to too much of today's music. And that was, yeah, that's the
good answer.
Okay. And the second question is, who is your biggest influence? Do you have any influence?
My biggest influence, I would say, is Prince. With like Aaliyah, Minnie Riperton, Janet. Mm-hmm. I love Janet. Stevie Wonder, because his songwriting skills are fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Like, it's like any Stevie song, you're gonna like, wow, I didn't know he even sung this. This is a bop. Like, Stevie is amazing. Yeah, the list goes on, but my biggest inspiration, like of all.
Got you thinking, huh?
That's a hard one. I feel like they all contributed a lot toward me. I'll make a playlist and then I'll post it, and then if you want to take a listen to it, you can.
Of course.
I'll make a nice little playlist. Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you for calling.
Sorry, I'm a little slow.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, wow.
So let me ask you. We didn't ask you. Go ahead, Rich Money.
That's just what I was going to ask you. You know, what's the next step for Jordan Pauley? What's the next step?
The next step for me is for me to drop a body of work. I've been making beats a lot lately. You know, that's like a newfound hobby of mine, making beats. And I've been teaching myself piano, so I've been making these like pretty cool beats. So I'm recording over them, and I'm going to drop like a 3-song tape with that.
Excellent.
I'm going to drop my EP in like June, July, which is just like maybe 7 to 8 songs. Then I'm going to see how that do. And then later on, I'm going to drop my first album.
Excellent. Ooh, don't stop, though. Keep on going.
Yep.
So, is anything that we didn't talk about that you want everyone to know about you?
No, I think we covered ground. This was a pretty good interview.
Okay, good. Well, all right, go ahead, Rich Money.
No, I was going to say, Jordan, well, you know, we want some more exclusives if you got them, because, you know, we definitely going to be playing them. You know, we got another show that come on Wednesday with the Diva Squad. You know, they also play hip-hop and R&B and up-and-coming artists. It's mainly a talk about, you know, about what's going on in the world, coronavirus and everything. But they also play R&B tracks and hip-hop tracks. But, you know, if you got any exclusive. Now, the person that linked me up to you, is his name Victor?
Yeah, Victor. Shout out, Victor.
Okay. Shout out to Victor, yeah, because you know what? You know what's funny is, his name popped up on my phone, and I see it, but I never got the chance to ask. I said, his name got to be Victor. And every time we called each other, it said Victor. So I just took it apart, you know, being Victor, you know. But he's an all right guy. He's definitely an all right guy. Shout out to Victor for setting up this interview with you.
Shout out, Vic.
He's a good dude, you know. You definitely gonna go, and I could tell he's a real person. And in the industry, you got a lot of grimy people that's in the industry. You understand? Believe me, he sounds like somebody that's straight up real with it. That's gonna be there. That's loyal and everything to you.
Very
you know,
consistent.
He's gonna do what he can do.
Oh yeah,
yes,
sure.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely
Victor
going to. Yeah, exactly. That's what you need. Somebody that's definitely gonna look out for you. You understand? Somebody's definitely gonna look out, because this industry right now, you know, it's a little shaky, but you never know later on down the line. But the industry is gonna always be, you're gonna always have people like grinding in the industry. I don't care what nobody say. You're gonna always have that.
No, that's
you're gonna always have that. You gotta have somebody that's loyal with you. You know? If I had to tell you my story, it'd take to the next day for me to finish it. Yeah, we gonna get
it's a long
but,
story.
A very long story. But you definitely got a good thing going on. Don't let nobody stop you, tell you nothing different, and just keep going with
That's
your
right.
instance, your first instance. You understand?
Keep
you know,
grinding.
You got a gift.
Keep grinding.
Your voice is a gift. A lot of people don't have it. Some people think they have it, and you know. And you sound a lot. You sound better than a whole lot of artists that's out there right now. I'm talking about artists that's really singing. Because you know, I'm very serious. It's different in the studio than live. You understand? Anybody can sing in the studio. They do those auto tunes and all that, set your voice up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But when you're trying to go on that stage, look at Albie Shore back in the day. He sounded horrible. He sounded horrible. But the auto tune that made his voice sound good. You know.
I could only sing in the shower.
You don't want to hear
my voice. Trust me. I could only sing in the shower, and then I think I sound like Beyonce.
No. But Jordan, it was definitely an honor having you on. You are welcome back anytime. You are welcome back anytime. You know, when you have your exclusive. Victor have our numbers, you know, if you need to call or whatever. Oh, Rich, Money, Storm, I want to come back on. Let us know. You'll definitely be back on with no problem. It was definitely an honor
Thank
having you on.
Thank you. I appreciate
All
it,
right.
guys. This was fun. Thank you for having
me.
Sure.
Everybody that comes in.
You
yeah.
got any
yeah.
shout outs you want to get to see
day.
School or whatever, Jordan, before you go?
Shout out?
Yeah.
You want to give a shout out to anybody? You want to give shout outs to anybody?
Yeah, go follow my Instagram. At Jordan Pauline.
Give them the information. Tell them.
Go follow my Instagram at Jordan Pauline, JourDin Pauline, PAULINE, and DM me if you have any questions and all that good stuff. Follow my TikTok, it's Jordan Pauline. Go to JordanPauline.com. I am going to be making a playlist of all of my favorite songs. Because, the last caller gave me a great idea to do that so everybody could hear it. Because, it's rained, it's fire, it's cool. So, I think y'all enjoy
Excellent.
Shout out my mama, for being a real one. Shout out Victor.
That's right.
Shout out you guys for having me.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I hope you guys have an amazing day.
Oh, thank you.
You too. And you make sure you be safe out there. All right. Jordan, Pauline, Dons, and Divas.
Woo-hoo.
Woo. All right, Dons and Divas. That's it for tonight's show. Excuse me. That's not the one about it. All right, Storm, that's it. We want to thank Jordan Pauline. Also want to give another happy birthday shout-out to Isaiah. You know, he's 13 today. Happy Mother's Day. To you, Storm. To my daughter, Starquasia. To my mother-in-law, my mother, my sister, Chastel. Happy Mother's Day. Storm, my baby, anything you want to say? Let you take it out from here on.
No, it was a great show. Definitely excited to be back in the building every Friday night. Check us out, 6 p.m. You know, if you have those send in three tracks, clean version. You know, you want played on GQ Powers Radio, make sure that you send it into GQ002@gmail.com, as well as GQPowersRadio@gmail.com. You can find GQ Palace by, if you Google us, you can find us, as well as you can go on every site, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, we're on it. So definitely check us out. We're back live every single Friday night, and we're happy back in the building. So check us out every Friday night. Call in. 6 p.m. sharp. With that being said, of course, have a blessed and safe weekend, and God bless.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
you all. Appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.